Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Williams Project podcast. You're joined here with Blair Chappell, and today's episode, I'm going to be talking with you all about personal networking. So, welcome back. It's a Friday afternoon here in rainy Christchurch, and I thought I'd jump on and do a bit of a 10-15 minute episode with you all. Now, today's episode is going to be about personal networking. So, firstly, what is personal networking? Personal networking refers to the act of building and nurturing professional relationships with individuals who can provide you with support, guidance, and opportunities for growth and advancement. Now, obviously, I just looked that up out of the dictionary. That was not my interpretation of the word. The way I would interpret networking is it is an essential tool to be successful in any area of your life. I think there are very, very few things that can be accomplished alone. And when you realize that and you realize that you need to accomplish things with strangers, it is far easier to accomplish things with people when they're no longer strangers. And the only way to get people to go from strangers to people you actually know and do business with is through personal networking. So obviously, rule number one, the benefits of personal networking is it makes your life substantially easier. I always sort of refer to it as the phone book example of going, imagine your life, imagine the problems you're having. If that could all be in your phone with people that you know and trust, and they know you and trust you, and you mutually help each other, how much easier is going through life? If you do small things, you get a flat tire and you know straight away who to call for that. If you need to buy a car, you've got a number for that person. If you need your house cleaned, you've got someone that you know that can sort that for you. And a lot of people are probably listening to this going, God, that sounds very selfish. That sounds like all you're doing is gathering people's information and sort of wanting to know people to see how they can help you. And to be fair, there is a degree of truth to that. I think it's important that if you are going to spend time with people and give them your time and give them your resources, that they should also be able to provide benefit and to provide value to you and help you. And I suppose that is completely true the other side. As far as personal networking and networking, you need to be able to provide value to other people, or other people are going to struggle to provide value to you. Especially when we're talking about sort of something that's not a service-based or a fee-based networking. Like, I'm not talking about calling someone and saying, hey, can you help me with this, and paying them. I'm just saying, you want to be able to network where you've got all these great people, you've got friends in your phone book, that when you have a problem, you have a list of people that can help you in all of these different issues. Sometimes you'll be paying them for their services, other times we're more as a friend-based relationship. So personal networking, it definitely makes life easier. Having that list of people in your phone book, for example, massively, massively improves your life. It also increases self-confidence. It's one of those things where when you start off in business or in your career, I think it's quite normal to be a little bit insecure and to not be confident about meeting new people, discussing yourself, what you do, what your ambitions are, what your goals are, or just literally going up to people that you don't know, introducing yourself and genuinely caring about what they say and asking them, hey, tell me a bit about yourself. Oh, that's really interesting. What does that entail? Etc., etc., etc. There is a confidence that is built with personal networking, and it's a confidence that I don't think you can. I think confidence is one of those things you struggle to get just by reading. Confidence is something that you need to do to be able to get the benefits of. How to build lasting connections with networking. Networking is one of those things where, like I said, there needs to be mutual benefit. It's if you only ever take from people that you know and meet, those people will start to no longer pick up the phone, reply to your emails, or really want to associate with you. Depending on where you're based, obviously Christchurch and New Zealand as a whole is a small town, small country. There's always a degree of people know people who know people. That sort of 2-3 degrees of separation is extremely true. So I think it's very important, firstly, to be authentic, be genuine. Definitely don't go with an ulterior motive. Don't go in to get things for free or sort of ill-gotten gain, so to speak. Be genuinely interested in others. I think when you make the decision to network, you need to actually want to do it and want to actually care about the kind of people you're going to meet. Also, follow up with those people. Networking's a funny thing because some people call it networking, some people might call it your friends group, some people might just refer to it kind of like a LinkedIn where you've just got a list of people and you don't really know or care what they do. It's just you've got a LinkedIn, so it's kind of like the Facebook for adults. But I do think it's important to follow up with who you network with regularly, because generally they actually become your close friends, your close business associates, whether that be your lawyer, your accountant, the person that do your car dealing with, whether it's your competition, whether it's people in finance. A lot of the time your network becomes your professional team, or it becomes mutually beneficial from a financial point, not just a friendship point. And always remember, provide value to others. Even in the early days, if you don't think you can provide value, even just literally being polite, being respectful, and genuinely caring and listening to people, that is normally enough to keep people on side. I think it's more, if you don't have value to provide others, you have to be more careful about taking value or taking things from them. How to overcome the fear of networking. I'm not sure about the listeners here, but when I started out, there is a reality, I was not the most confident individual. I do think I had a baseline level of confidence and I was somewhat confident, but also going to a foreign event where you don't know anyone, I was probably wearing a suit or some sort of clothes I wasn't necessarily as comfortable with versus what I wear day to day, and you're expected just to randomly walk up to people, introduce yourself and talk to them. That does take a bit of getting used to, and I wouldn't say that's a fear or it's a limiting belief, but I think it's just you have to get yourself uncomfortable and you have to realize that everything you want somebody else has access to or somebody else can help you get, and you literally just have to just go and do it. There's no silver bullet, there's no amount of reading, there's no amount of sort of nurturing yourself or listening or whatever that can get you ready for uncomfortable situations. Personal networking is something you just need to go to events, meet people, shake their hand, look them in the eye, introduce yourself, and start a conversation. It is literally not a big deal. It's super, super easy to do, but it is something that gets easier and easier with time. Based on that, I'd also recommend starting with small networking events. I don't think you want to go to something too overwhelming. Like a good example is in Christchurch, we've got Canterbury Young Professionals is a good one, or you might have something that's more specific to sort of a hobby you like a Property Investors Association. But try find a group that you think are somewhat like-minded individuals. That might be age, that might be industry, or it might be a combination of the two. The reason for that is, one, those people are more likely going to be able to add benefit to your life, and two, it's going to be a lot easier to talk to people when you realize you've got common interests. If, for example, I'm heavily involved in property, I would not go to a networking group for people that are really interested in cooking and food, because one, it doesn't really interest me, and two, the people I meet there, although would be great people and great at what they do, there's not really commonalities between what I do in my day-to-day life and what they do in their day-to-day life. As far as how often you should network, honestly, guys, there's no right or wrong answer. I'd just say try go to a few social events every month, depending on your schedule, but also make an active mindset shift to go, people that I'm looking at, people I'm interacting with, have what I want and can help me and I can help them. They're people I want to do business with. They're people that want to do business with me. The more people I know, the more people that I can call and help, the more people that will answer my emails, pick up the phone when I call them, the better my life will be. You start seeing networking more as day-to-day interaction and socialization, not as I'm going to a formal networking event Thursday, 4 or 6. This is where I'll plan to meet two people to discuss the economy. That's not really what networking is. It's what it's perceived to be, but it's far more ad hoc, far more fluid than what that is. Also, use social media to stay connected to people. I think people get way too hung up about when to add someone on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram. I find the easiest way to remember someone that I've met or someone I've been talking to is to add them on Facebook or Instagram, because one, then you can actually see if what they're talking to you about is quite genuine. You can see obviously their photos, their posts, things like that. They can also see yours. It builds a lot of mutual trust, and I think one of the biggest things, it means you don't forget who they are, because you see their posts, you can see what they look like, you can see their name. The risk is if you meet these people, shake their hand, have good conversations with networking events, and you don't share details, you could, well, I'm not sure about you all listening, but me, myself, I could walk into them a week later and my brain would struggle to remember their name, where I met them. So I've learned I have to train myself to have these triggers to remember these things. And a good one for me is just Instagram, Facebook, because then straight away you've got photos, you've got their name, and you're far less likely to forget who they are or what they do when you come into contact with them later on down the track. So in summary, networking is so important. Like, I can't stress this enough. You just have to go through life and you have to realize that every single person you look at is a potential contact, potential client, potential referral. Everything you want in life and everything you've got to date in life was not done by strangers. It was done by generally people you know, people that like you, people that want to do business with you. When you think about networking, you need to think about mutual benefit. What can you bring to them and what can they bring to you? It shouldn't be something that needs to be written down and discussed. It's more like you mutually know there's a benefit for both parties by being involved with each other, going out for lunch, whatever it may be. It should not be forced. And just overcome your fear. If you're young listening to this, just get out there, talk to people, meet more people, build your confidence. I promise you it is far better than what you think. And I promise you your life will be so much better the more people you meet and the more confidence you build through meeting people. So that is personal networking. My main summary I wanted to get across is just the importance of it. And I think just the thought process that personal networking isn't necessarily formal events infrequently. It's more a day-to-day mindset of seeing how you can network more, be more present, be more social, and also make sure you get a mutual benefit out of it. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you did find this useful, feel free to refer someone to this episode or to our podcast. And if not, always feel free to message us with episode recommendations. We're always looking for different ideas. Matthew's currently currently flying to Singapore to do some property investment seminars to some of our Singapore clients and hopefully soon to be future Singapore clients. And then hopefully in a week's time, you can get some more episodes with us both together, as we also love doing those too. Not sure when you're listening to this, but it's Friday afternoon here. I'm off to have a fantastic weekend, and I hope you do too. And thanks so much for listening.